弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我请我们再翻到罗马书第十五章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 15 again.
我们再念三处的经文。
Let us read three more verses.
我们先中文的跟我念，然后再念英文的跟五雷弟兄念。我们
Chinese first, then English.
我们念十五章第五节。
Verse 5.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心。
May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus.
然后第六节，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
Verse 6. So that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再念第十三节。一样哈，我们念念中文。但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
末了我们再念一处第33节第十五章。
Last we'll read verse 33.
愿赐平安的神常与众人同在。Amen.
The God of peace be with you all. Amen.
我们再一起祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
全能的神，圣洁的主。
Almighty God and Holy Lord.
我们从心的深处向你敬拜。
From the deepest of our heart,We offer our worship to you.
主啊，我们稀奇你的作为。
Lord, we amaze your work.
如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Everyone who's in Christ, he is a new creation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们能够在这里认识你。
So that we can know you here.
能够亲近你。
That we can get close to you.
都是你儿子的功效。
It's all the work of your son.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
借着耶稣的血，叫我们坦然无惧地来到至圣所。
Through the blood of Jesus, that we can come to the most holy boldly.
谢谢你叫我们经过这一条又新又活的路。
Thank you that lead us through this new and living way.
经过幔子，就是你的身体。
And through your body.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and praise be to you.
凭着你的应许，我们又聚在你的面前。
By your promise, we gather here again.
你乐意把你的儿子启示在人的心里。
And you are willing to reveal your son Jesus in our hearts.
我们凭着你应许向你求告。
According to your promise that we pray to you.
愿你赐下赐人智慧跟启示的灵，叫我们真知道你。
May you give us the spirit of revelation and wisdom so that we can truly know you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
本来今年在罗马书的追求里面要做一个结束。
Originally we planned to have a summary on our pursuit of the book of Romans.
所以今天原来的安排是冯牧师在这里交通罗马书的结语。
So originally it will be Pastor Fong will share the summary of Romans here today.
但是弟兄们心里的交通，在交通的时候心里有一个深刻的感觉。
But we have a deep feeling in throughout our fellowships.
盼望我们有一点多一点交通罗马书。
That we have a little more sharing on Romans.
因为罗马书尤其讲到真理部分，到了十二章以后，特别交通到。信徒基督徒在教会里的生活。
Because especially after chapter 12, the focus turns more on the life of Christians in church.
弟兄们心中的感觉说，实在我们很需要这些话。
We have a deep feeling that we do need these words.
希望有一点多一点时间交通。
And hence we want some more fellowship on it.
神听祷告。
And God listened our prayer.
他拔牙齿。
Our pastor phone had a teeth extraction.
所以我有一点时间可以交通罗马书。
And because of that, I had one more chance to share Romans here.
上一次我们交通到罗马书第十四章。
Last time we shared chapter 14.
其中的题目就是神的工程与基督徒彼此的造就。
And the topic is God's work and the mutual build-up of Christians.
我们说到三个部分。
There were three parts.
我们是属主的人。
We belong to God.
我们说到第二个部分。
Second.
我们都要站在神的审判台前。
We are all stand before the judgment seat of God.
第三段我们交通到我们务要追求和睦的事与之彼此建立的事不可以去毁坏神的工程。
And thirdly, that we need to have peace with each other and unite with each other and do not tear apart God's work.
应用上面
and
application
in the applications.
为什么？因为一个信徒
because for one believer
都是主所将他的信赏给我们。
Every believer, they are called believer because God gives his faith to us.
一个有信心的人
a man who has faith
有信仰的人
a man who has belief
有信德的人
a man who has a character.
但是当他在信心的表现的时候会有不同。
And but the manifestation of his belief is different.
有的坚强,
and some are stronger,
站得比较稳,
and they stand faster.
有的软弱,
and some are weaker,
比较软弱,
it's easier to fall.
但是他说, 坚强的不可以轻看信心软弱的。
Paul told us that those who are strong cannot look down those who are weak.
软弱的也不可以论断坚强的。
And those who are weak cannot judge those who are strong.
因为他是主的人。
Because they are all belongs to the Lord.
这里十四节十四章就告诉我们，你不可以彼此的论断。
And in chapter 14 told us do not judge each other.
因为各自都要向神的审判来交账的。
Because you are all responsible to God's judgment.
谁也不可以给弟兄放下半跌。跌人之物。
Nobody can put the stumbling blocks before your brothers.
他告诉我们，我们要追求神的国的实际。
And Paul encourages to pursue the reality of God's kingdom.
就是公义、和平跟圣灵中的喜乐。
That's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Spirit.
最后他末了一句话：凡不出于信心的，都是罪。
And at last, Paul said.Anything that's not out of faith is sin.
今天
Today
祷告以后我觉得我不愿意碰心里不允许碰我们弟兄要交通的结语。
After prayer I feel I'm not willing to share what our brother Fong will share.
所以我在读的时候就看到罗马书第十五章里面的三个祷告。
But I did see three prayers in Romans chapter 15.
前面两个祷告其实是保罗的一个心愿。
And the first two prayers actually is the wish in Paul's heart.
是对他们的一个祝福的祷告。
It's a prayer of blessing.
所以呢，在这里呢，我就从这个里面，从这三个点来交通。
I want to share these three points.
第一个就交通到我们刚刚读过的这一个第一句第一个的祷第一个的祷告。
The first prayer.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫我们彼此同心。
May the God who gives endurance and encouragement that give us a spirit of unity.
效法基督耶稣。
That we can follow Christ Jesus.
叫我们一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
That we can have one heart and one mouth, that we may glorify Father, God and the Father.
14章我们一开始的时候，
in the beginning of chapter 14,
就说到那个信心软弱的要接纳。
And it tells us that those who are weak in faith, we need to accept them.
但是你不要去辩论那个迷惑的事。
But do not pass in judgment around.
15章一开始就说到，
And in the beginning of chapter 15,
坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱。
It says, those who are strong also bear with the failing of the weak.
不求自己的喜悦。
And do not seek the pleasure of ourselves.
个人务要教邻舍喜悦。
Each of us should please his neighbor.
这个邻舍在原来就是近处，近，很近的人。
And here the neighbor means those who are close to us.
我们在一个聚会里面是非常的近。
We are very close to each other in this assembly.
有个弟兄说的很好啊，就是如果说以身体来表示的话，这个牙齿跟舌头最近，那所以常常会咬到舌头。
A brother said it well that in one body the teeth is most close to the tongue, so sometimes that teeth will bite on the tongue.
可是十五章一开始就告诉我们，个人务要叫邻舍喜悦。
And the 15 verse 1 says we need to please our neighbors.
使他得益处。
And to build him up.
因为他可以被建立。
For his good and build him up.
十五章到了第七节，他又告诉我们说：“所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳我们一样，使荣耀归于神。”
In verse 7 it says, "Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God."
对，真的是很感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
就在这样子的一个交通的里面，保罗说了一句话。
In such a fellowship, Paul said,
一个祷告。
A prayer.
一个在信心里面看见神的所事。
A prayer out of the faith of who God is.
神的特性。
The character of God.
他就根据神的特性，神是一个忍耐、安慰的神。
And he sees the nature of God. He is a God that gives faith and endurance.
要这一件事可以叫我们在基督耶稣里能够有同样的一个心意，同心。
And this fact can create unity among the Christians.
所以这个祷告我要交通的点就是同心。
So the point for my sharing on the first prayer is
按照基督耶稣我们能同心。
That we can have unity, have one heart according to Christ Jesus.
在结束，在罗马书十五章十四节到十六章二十节末了这个结束语的结语以前，十四章的第一节到十五章第三节，就是我们交通的这一段，都是在说在基督的身体里面，肢体之间彼此的接纳。
Before the ending, after Romans verse 14, all we have shared is talking about the church life, the Christian life in his body.
或者我们说是在教会里面基督徒彼此之间相处如何的接纳。
Or how we accept each other in the church life, in his body.
因为当圣灵工作叫一个人叫我们蒙恩得救了以后。
That when Holy Spirit blessed us that we were saved.
这里有犹太人。
There were Jews.
有外邦人。
And there were Gentiles.
他有做主人的也有做仆人的。
And there were masters and there were slaves.
他这里有男有女。
There's brothers and sisters.
有贫有富。
And there's those who are rich and those who are poor.
但是都是因为信仰，因为的信基督，接受了基督，就大家在圣灵里面聚在一处来敬拜神。
And because of the same faith for the same Christ Jesus,That they gathered together and worship God.
这样一句的时候发现了问题了。
But there seems to be a problem.
第一，信心的表现有不同。
First of all, the manifestation of faith is different.
有的人认为什么都可吃，因为他有习惯，有过去的教导。
Someone believe that all can be eat.
有的人只认为我只吃蔬菜。
And some only eat fruits.
因为
vegetables.
他还有圣经根据哦。
And confidence through some evidence from scripture.
因为那是犯罪以后洪水以后的事情才开始吃。
It's It's after the great flood that man started to eat meat.
所以信心都是信心有信仰的人，但是都有接受耶稣基督的人，但是他信心的表现的程度上有刚强有软弱的。
So we all have faith, but the manifestation is different.
十四章告诉我们，有的人看法不同。
And our point of view is different.
我们今天叫做见仁见智。
And sometimes we in Chinese we also say that everyone has their own opinion.
圣经里告诉我们，有的人看天天都是一样的。
And some see that every day is the same.
有人看这一天比那一天还好。
And someone consider one day more sacred than the other.
有的时候有意见多而又不同。
And sometimes we are different because we have so many opinions.
因为我们知道有信心的人他一定是有定见、有笃定、有他的看见的嘛。
And because we know a man of faith, he has his confidence in the things he believes.
但是彼此的看见又不一样。
But sometimes our views are different.
那一个人的经历又有不同。
And our experience are all different too.
背景也不同。
Our backgrounds are all different too.
文化水平也不一样。
And our education is different.
教育水平也不一样。身份地位工作环境都不一样。
Our social class or our working environment are different too.
一个相信受浸。
One who believes and baptized.
一个相信洒水点水就好了。
And the other believes, one believes that for baptism you really need to be immersed into water. And the other one believes it's just sprinkle water.
一个人读圣经读到，哎呀，大灾难以前，通通被提了。
Yeah, one read the scripture and firmly believe that all those who believe will be raptured.
一个相信，哎呀，这个灾祸被提。
And there are some believer believes that a Christian will be raptured after the great tribulation.
又有的相信多次被提。
And some before rapture before and some believe rapture after and some.Believe more than once.
都对
they may be all right.
一坚持就都不对了
But they are all wrong if they insist.
所以说在一个地方上一个屋檐下的基督徒在一起聚会的在一起聚会的时候有这么多不同的意念那么有不同的信念有不同的信念就导致有不同的行为连聚会的方式都不一样
We are the assembly under the same roof, but however, we have so many different opinions and have different confidence on things that we think is right.
那现在呢，有的人的坚持，我们一定要行动一致。
And now, someone may insist that we must act the same.
这样我们就可以解决问题。
Then the problem will be solved.
我们要别人都磨成我们的样子。
We want to conform others into the likeness of us.
照着我们的样子走。
And to be in our likeness.
因为他的信心里面说，这是主的引导，他有看见的。
Because he has his own confidence in his faith that it's the leading of the Lord.
可是呢，他也拒绝别人对他的对。好像他有神的引导，但是他不接受那个人也有神的引导。
It seems he have the guidance from the Lord, but in the meanwhile he may reject the leading of the Lord from other brothers and sisters.
我们说，哎呀，这都是圣灵的带领。
We may say that, oh, it's all the guidance of the Spirit.
他忘记他里面也有个灵。
So we forgot.
也是圣灵。
It's also in other brothers.
也是圣灵的带领。
The same Holy Spirit.
今天在社会上，我们可以很明显的看到一个很有新的名词，叫做 platform.
In this society, we can see a popular word called platform. In Chinese, maybe mean 平台。
平台，平台作业。雅虎就是个平台。
For example, the website Yahoo.
Google 是个平台。
Also, 谷歌。
有人把教会当这个平台。
And someone just view church as a platform.
你也可以来。
You can come.
拿你要的东西，实在丰富，你也就拿走了。
And take whatever you want.
你也可以来，你拿你要的东西就走了。
And the other, you can come and take what you want.
个人行自己心中所喜悦的事。
We all do what seems right in our own hearts.
求主宝血在这里遮盖我们的话。
The Lord's precious blood cover what we share here.
我不是指着任何事情说。
I'm not pointing to the single issue.
我在主的感动里面把现象交通出来，但是我们要交通的重点是那条如何合一的道路。
As moved by the Spirit, my focus is really, even I shared about the situation, my focus is how we can seek the Spirit and find the way.
所以我们刚刚讲的这个行动医治的方式，或者说是平台作业的方式，或者我们彼此认为自己所以为师的方式，都不是罗马书第14章、15章里面讲到教会生活的那一个重要启示。
And what I've just shared, like the approach that to unify our acts or practice, or to find a common platform, seems it's not.
你我要问一个问题。
I'll ask a question.
我们怎么和同心呢？
How can we have the same heart?
我们怎么合意呢？
How can we have the unity?
有人说，当然是以基督的心为心啊。
Someone said, of course, it's to have take Jesus' heart as our heart.
可是，好像在我们在行的当中没有力量。
It seems we haven't seen the strength yet in our daily walk.
我们看看这个接纳的意，接纳在圣经上的意思。
Let us see what this acceptance really means in Scripture.
他说到接纳的时候
，When Paul talks about acceptance,
是毫无自己的保留去接受的。
It is have, to do not have any reservation of yourself and to accept others.
圣经上。保罗在保罗的在使徒行传里面讲到一个人。
In Acts, Paul talked about one man.
一个犹太人。
A Jew.
他的名字叫做亚波罗。
His name is Apollos.
他到了以弗所。
He went to Ephesus.
这个人啊，是生在亚历山大，是个非常有口才、有学问的人。
He was born in Alexandria, and he has a great talent in speech.
他很能讲解圣经
，and he can preach the scripture very well.
并且呢，这个人他在主的话上受了教导的，并且呢，他是心里很火热的。
He's well equipped in the word of God, and he is have the fervent about the Lord.
这个人可以把耶稣基督的事情讲详细的讲论来教导人。
And he can teach the things of Jesus Christ in detail to others.
圣经告诉我们。但是他只晓得约翰的洗礼就是悔改的洗。
But the Bible told us that Apollos only knew the baptism of John, which is only a baptism of repentance.
在以弗所住了另外一对夫妇。
There was another couple who lived in Ephesus.
这对夫妇就是当保罗到了以弗所，他接待他们，让他一起一起搭帐篷过生活的。
The couple who had the same profession as Paul, they are mending the tents.
他叫百基拉跟亚居拉。
Their name is Priscilla and Aquilas.
这个当这对夫妇听见亚波罗在会堂里讲解的时候呢
，When they heard Apollos preaching the word of God,
圣经告诉我们，他就把他接来。
They invited Apollos to their homes.
不是他是把他接纳。
Accept him.
他接纳以后，他就把神的道给他讲解更加的详细。
And explains the word of God in more detail to him.
这一位弟兄，他有恩赐，有才干，也能够。发表能够把神的话说得清楚，但是有一件事情是对神的话认识不完全的。
This brother Apollos, he has great gift and great talent, and he can teach the word of God in detail. But however, he's not perfect yet. There's one thing he's not clear.
这一对夫妇在服事上没有这一位大弟兄，我想大师因为他的这个服事范围来讲呢，他好像没有什么。但是他把他接来以后，就把神的话详细的讲给他听，让他清楚知道。
Since this couple, they do not have a great fame in the service like Apollos, but however, they accept Apollos and explain in detail of what he's missing.
不仅如此,
not only that, when Apollos planned to go to Achaia,
弟兄们就鼓励他, encourage 他,
they encouraged him,
并且写信啊, 跟他讲, 请门徒来接待他,
and wrote a letter to disciples so that they can accept him also.
结果他到了那里的时候,
and when Apollos went there,
他就能够帮助当地的信主的人,
he can help the believers in local.
圣经告诉我们, 他能够在众人面前极有能力地来驳倒犹太教的犹太人。
He have great powers when debate with the Jews there.
用圣经证明耶稣就是基督,
and to quote Bible to prove that Jesus is the Christ.
这是接纳,
this is acceptance.
他把他接来,
he took him,
把他的知道的部分告诉他,
and explain the thing they go to him, to equip him,
建立他,
to build him,
让弟兄得益处,
and to benefit him,
成为神手中的器皿,
to become a useful vessel,
被神使用,
to be used by the Lord,
荣耀神,
and to glorify the Lord.
这是接纳,
and this is acceptance.
另外一个接纳,
another acceptance.
大家都知道保罗写了腓利门书,
you may remember Paul wrote Philemon,
是讲到尼格迪姆,
and talk about Nicodemus,
讲到阿尼西姆, 对不起,
Anathema.
I'm sorry. 阿尼西姆是奴隶,
Anathemas is a slave.
腓利门是主人,
and Philemon is a master.
并且他得救以后,
after Anathemas was saved,
他就跑了,
and he fled away.
他到了保罗那里,
he went to Paul.
保罗就写了一封信,
and Paul wrote the letter.
保罗说什么呢?
What Paul said.
你若以我为同伴, 这是保罗跟腓利门说, 腓利门啊, 如果你认为保罗是你的同伴,
and Paul wrote a letter to Philemon, said, if you think I'm accompanied with you,
就收纳他如同收纳我一样,
please accept Anathemas as you accept me.
这是接纳,
this is acceptance.
可是保罗, 圣经告诉我们, 接纳弟兄是这样接纳,
this is what Bible tells us, that what is how we this is how we accept brothers.
但是另外一面,
but on the other hand,
保罗说,
Paul said,
或者圣灵借着圣经的话说,
or Holy Spirit said in the scripture,
弟兄们,
brothers,
那些离间你们的,
those who separate you,
叫你们跌倒,
those who let you fall,
背乎所学之道的人,
let you rebel what you have learned,
我劝你,
and I encourage you,
要小心, 要躲避他,
be alert and be away from those.
保罗说,
Paul said,
我愿意你们在善事上聪明, 在恶事上愚拙, 罗马书16章19节,
and Paul said in Romans 16 verse in Romans chapter 16 verse 19 that
使徒约翰,
Apostle John,
年老写约翰三书的时候,
when he was old and he wrote the third letter of John,
他说,
he said,
亲爱的弟兄啊,
dear brothers,
不要效法恶,
do not follow the evil,
要效法善, 只要效法善,
follow the good,
行善, 属乎神,
those who do good belongs to the Lord.
行恶的, 根本神都没有见过,
those who do evil, God never knows those who do evil.
接纳这一个字。
The word acceptance.
圣经上的字，它都有它的意思。
Every word in the scripture have its definite meaning.
这个不仅仅是字义。
Not the literal the meaning of the word.
同时，圣经的字在圣经的位置上就解释了那个意思。
But also by the placement of the words in the context itself is the explanation of the meaning of the word.
接纳这一个字。
The word acceptance.
当我们去看它的原文的意思的时候。
When we look at the meaning in the original text.
它是一个 unto take 两个字一起用。
It is the
是向着接受。接纳。
Unto and take.
更稀奇的是
and amazingly,
当这一个 take,
when this part of take,
中文解释在圣经上用的时候
and when the Chinese Bible have it,
是记得以赛亚书有一说他代替我的软弱，一担当我的疾病。马太福音八章十七节，那一个代替。
And it's explained in Matthew 8:27 or in the book of Isaiah also he takes our weakness.
耶稣去医治了彼得岳母的热病，手一摸，他热就退了。
And Jesus.Healed the fever of Paul's mother-in-law.
他就起来服侍神。
And Jesus laid his hand, and the fever was gone, and she went up and served Jesus.
有人带着许多被鬼附的到耶稣面前。
And someone brought many who was obsessed by demons to the Lord.
他用一句话就把鬼赶出去。
He cast them out with one word.
就治好了一切有病的人。
And he healed all those sick.
圣经就说。
And the Bible says.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说他代替我们的软弱担当我们的疾病。
And Paul, and the scripture then explained what Jesus had done in Matthew 8:27.
接纳是朝着这个方向的。
And this is what the direction of acceptance goes.
接纳是经过耶稣基督十字架的恩典的。
It is through the grace of the Lord's cross.
马太福音第十章二三十八节又说
In Matthew 10:38
不背着他的十字架跟从我的不配做我的门徒。
Anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
背
And here says take.
是同样一个字。
It is the same word.
还是讲到十字架。
Again, it talks about the cross.
没有第二个十字架，只有主有十字架。
No second cross, but the cross of the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个接纳是经过十字架的恩典。
This acceptance went through the grace of the cross.
这个接纳是经过十字架的恩典，神接纳了他，人就不能不收纳他。
And it is through the grace of the cross that God accepted him, that Man cannot refuse him.
使徒行传有一句话说
And in Acts,
神所洁净的人
Those good God that has sanctified
人不可当作世俗而不洁净
Let man not to take it as unclean.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is a holy God.
保罗在整个罗马书告诉我们，因信称义，成为接纳，被称为圣徒。
And throughout the book of Romans,
人非圣洁不能见神的面。
That we were justified by faith and sanctified by faith.
神要接纳一个人，他是因着耶稣基督的救赎成为圣洁。
And how God accepts a man is because of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus
Christ. 如此被神接纳的。
And To be accepted by God in such a way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们不能以为他是不洁的。
We cannot consider them as unclean.
第二
Second.
另外一点。不可以不要凭外貌。
Do not judge by outlook.
他不是凭外貌收纳的。
And God did not accept us by our outlook.
他不是因为他是主人、仆人、男人、女人、以色列人，不是因为不同的人种、不同。沈爱宁，台湾人，中国，however， 他不是根据这个来接纳的。
The acceptance is not because their masters or slaves, brothers or sisters, or Shanghainese or Taiwanese or any other things like that.
神接这个接纳，在基督里的接纳，叫我们接纳以后，不是说犹太人接纳以后你做犹太人，外邦人你接纳以后你做外邦人。
And this acceptance in Christ, when we accept someone, it's not Jews accept someone to be Jews or Gentiles accept someone to be Gentiles.
经过十字架恩典被接纳的是做基督人。
And when we accept in Christ, acceptance is to accept him to be a Christian.
这是接纳。
And this is the acceptance.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
许多的弟兄们。
Many brothers.
不持守自己的意见，
they do not insist on their own opinion.
不持守自己的看法，
and do not insist on their own point of view.
因为他不愿意得罪别人的良心，
because they do not hurt the conscience of other brothers and sisters.
因为那个弟兄，他是为主而活，为主而死的那一颗良心，
because it's the conscience of a brother.Who God died and who God lived.
他不愿意得罪神。
And he do not want to offend God.
不愿意得罪这一位爱他、救他到底、安慰他、勉励他的这一位神。
He do not want to offend a God who loved him, who saved him, who comforted him, and who leads him.
所以他在他的在基督的恩典里面，
so in the grace of Christ,
叫自己的恩典临到他，
he have all these graces,
向自己死，
he died to himself,
向神死活的，
and to God he lives.
基督徒彼此接纳，
for Christians to accept each other,
因为这是教会合一的见证的问题。
Because it concerns to the testimony of our unity.
在教会里面有合一的见证的出现。
When there is the testimony of the unity in this church,
神得荣耀。
God will be glorified.
人进来说，神正在你们当中。
And when men come in, they will say that.Surely God is among you.
神得荣耀，神的名被高举。
God will be glorified. His name will be exalted.
神满足。
And the satisfaction is to God.
神喜悦。
And will please him.
基督主说，我把我的喜悦加在你的里面，叫你的喜悦可以满足。
And Jesus said, I will put my joy among you that your joys can be satisfied.
所以合一在这个接纳的彼此接纳显明同心合一的话是一个非常非常重要严肃的事。
So it is very very important for us to have the mutual acceptance to reveal to have the testimony of unity.
保罗知道
Paul knows.
一个服侍主的人知道主的心。
A man who served the Lord know the master's heart.
一个被神呼召出来服侍主的儿女的人知道羊群的光景。
A man who called by the Lord to shepherd the flock knew the heart of the Lord.
保罗没有去过罗马写信的时候。
Paul haven't gone to Rome when he wrote the letter.
但是保罗说，
But Paul said,
我相信你们是满有良善。
And I believe you have all the goodness.
充满了诸般的知识。
And all wisdom, knowledge.
也能够彼此劝诫。
And you can encourage each other.
我在这里斗胆地说，英文我是这么解释，但是他这个圣经是写说，我稍微放胆写信给你们。
And Paul said, I will speak with a little boldness.
只是要提醒你们
to remind you,
提醒你们的记性
to remind you, for your memory,
神给我们的恩典
the grace that God gives us,
他祷告
he prays,
他为他们祝福
and he blessed them,
是他的心愿
this is his heart,
是主的意思
and this is the will of God.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心效法基督耶稣
May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity
一心一口荣耀神我们主耶稣基督的父
So that with one heart and mouth you may glorify God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ
一心一口
One mouth and one heart
沉于中心于外
From what is inward comes what's the outward
这个敬拜神被高举
In such a worship God will be exalted
我相信我们许许多多都尝过主同在的滋味
I believe many of us have tasted the presence of the Lord
甚至于有些弟兄姊妹有些弟兄们讲说这间在交通见证会里面似乎就是一个信息
And sometimes brothers right? said, especially in the meeting of our testimony, that we feel like there's only one message.
神被高举，神喜悦，人就得到祝福。
God has been exalted and pleased, and we are blessed.
当保罗祷告完了以后，他就接着说。
After this prayer, Paul said.
你们要彼此接纳
accept one another
如同基督接纳我们一样
just as Christ accepted you
使荣耀归给神
in order to bring praise to Lord
OK 第二个句祷告的话我们再继续交通
the second prayer
后面又保罗在十五章第六节到十三十三到三十三节
in verse 6 to 33
保罗有另外两个祷告
Paul had two other prayers
一个是但愿使人有盼望的神因着信将诸般的喜乐充平安充满你们的心使你们借着基督的能力大有盼望
When is that verse 13 May the Lord of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit
在这里
Here?
在末了的时候三十三节的时候
in the last verse, verse 33,
他又说愿赐平安的神常与你们众人同在阿们
He says The God of peace be with you all, Amen
在这个在这一句话的前面
And right before that
我是说十三节
Right before verse 13
他主当保罗讲到的是一件事情的时候他先讲基督
When Paul talked about one thing he referred to Christ first
他再讲到他自己
And then he referred to himself
他再讲到在圣灵的能力大有盼望
And he said that on the great hope By the power of the Spirit.
他说到基督的时候
When he talked about Christ,
他说在第八节
In verse 8,
他说我说基督是为了真神的真理做了受割礼的人只是要证实所应许列祖的话
He said, I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth to confirm the promise made to the patriarchs.
他在说基督执事这一个神的仆人神的仆人
He said Christ is the servant of God
他用神按照他是为了神的真理做了受割礼当然是犹太人
Here it's for on behalf of God's truth for those Jews
他叫犹太人能够蒙恩得救
so that the Jews can be saved
一个救法
that's one salvation
是弥赛亚的救法
It's according to Isaiah.
Messiah 就是基督。
Messiah, the salvation of through Messiah, and Messiah is Christ.
所以他在这里讲到主自己的时候，他就说了这么一句话：他是犹太人蒙恩。
And that's why when he refers to Christ here, he said he is a servant of the Jews.
为什么？为了要证实神是信实的。
Why? It's to confirm that God is faithful.
所有神在旧约里面的应对犹太人的应许没有一个落空，但是神给他给犹太人一个自由的意志，就像给我们一样。
And every promise that God has given to Jews in the Old Testament will be fulfilled.
弟兄们在交通第九章、十章、十一章的时候，都交通的很清楚了。
When our brother shared on chapter 9-11, he has shared clearly, so I wouldn't repeat here.
他接着又说。
Then Paul said,
我说基督是为着神真理，叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神。
And also, that the Gentiles may glorify God.
他也叫外邦人。
Not only Jews, but Gentiles.
来，也可以跟犹太人一样，因着蒙恩而欢喜快乐，把荣耀归给神。
And so that they can rejoice with the Jews.
保罗并没有像在对以弗所的圣徒这样的说得很清楚。
Paul didn't talk like when he's talked with the saints in Ephesus.
刚刚我们讲过，因为他认为他们知识全备，已经有足够的知识，也可以彼此劝诫，也所以他只是斗胆的跟他们点点而已。
And because Paul said he thinks they have all knowledges and can exalt each other, so Paul just have some encouragement with little boldness.
所以就，但是就真理、就道路、就生命这个角度，对耶稣基督的作为来说，以及我们所有蒙恩的领受来说，以弗所书的话，我们不能够不忘记，不能够忘记。
But we cannot forget what has been said in the book of Ephesus, according to the truth, the way, and the life.
他解释什么是外邦人。
And Paul explained what is Gentiles.
一个受割礼，一个没有受割礼。
One has been has the circumcised, yeah. And the other did not.
Okay. 保罗在以弗所书就讲说，外邦人那个时候啊，你们跟基督是没有关系的。
And in Ephesus, Paul said that at that time that you has no part.
是在以色列的国民以外的。
And you are apart from the citizenship of the Israelites.
在应许世上，你在诸约之外，你是局外人啊。
You are apart from all the promise.
你在活在世上是没有指望，没有神的。
Without hope in this world.
可是呢，你们从前远离神，今天却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血可以亲近神。
And those who are far away from the Lord, now because of the blood of Jesus that you can be close to the Lord.
他说基督啊，使他们两个和平和睦。
He said that Christ is the peace.
将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间的墙。
That the two can be united together, and the separation, the wall of separation, will be destroyed.
这件事情，基督是以自己的身体来废掉冤仇的。
It is through the body of Christ.
他废掉就是律法上的规条。
And all the points in the laws will be taken away.
因为他成全了律法。
Because he fulfilled the law himself.
律法没有问题，神的话一点话都不会变的。
There's no problem in the law.
是人是属肉体的。
But men are of the flesh.
可是他却能够这样把两下造成一个新人。
But Christ can unite the two and make a new creation.
在新人里面得到和睦的。
And the unity is in the new creation.
保罗说。他也是基督耶稣的仆役。
And Paul said he's also servant of Christ Jesus.
他的职事是神福音的祭司。
And his ministry is the priest of God's gospel.
他要献上的是外邦人。
He will offer the Gentiles.
为什么? 因为他因着圣灵成为圣洁就被神悦纳。
Because they sanctified by the Holy Spirit and will be accepted by God.
并且做这件事情就一个仆役来说,
and for this matter, as for a servant,
他不过是个器皿,
he's just a vessel.
是神迹奇事并圣灵的大能显明在他的言语跟作为上。
And it is the signs of wonder through the power of the Spirit and through his acts and words.
记得保罗在罗马书一开始就讲福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的人。
And just remember Paul said in the beginning of Romans that gospel is God's power to save whoever will believe.
实在是神自己的工作。
It is truly the own work of God.
并且这件事情 他能够不止，他使外邦人能够信服真道。
And not only the Gentiles will obey.
同时，他把基督的福音传遍了，从耶路撒冷一直到以利古。
And in the meanwhile, he spread the gospel from Jerusalem to
Okay. 我继续讲啊，继续交通，各位，请你为我祷告。为什么呢？你要知道，保罗。 说神福音的祭司，我们当看圣经的时候，他是福音的祭司啊。我们在从立位记也知道祭司的意思，我们也知道主耶稣的榜样。And
Paul just said he is a priest of God's gospel. And in the Old Testament, we can see the example as well.
可是你要知道，这个祭司
But you need to know
是要经过祭坛的。
And this priest needs to go through. Need to go through the altar.
你去读人家的信，你读不懂，对不对？
Think of yourself as a one who read a letter from others.
除非你跟信发生关系。
You wouldn't understand letter unless you have a relation to the letter.
你就看懂了。
And then
这是很多人看圣经得救以后的见证。
And this is a testimony of many who after they were saved.
不然的话，学者也可以知道，但是他只知道这是神的话。
Otherwise, scholars they know they can understand, but only they know it's word of God.
为什么？我讲，请我们如果看使从使徒行传里面，就可以知道保罗在这个时候发生了什么事情。
From Acts, that we can know that what happened to Paul at that time.
他是经过神的手的制作的。
And he has went through the hands of the Lord.
他是经过十字架的工作的。
He has went through the work of the cross.
所以说，因为时间的关系，详细我就不一定能够交通很多了。
Cannot share too much because of the time limitation.
所以呢，在保罗。 引到在圣经上，他这里告诉我们，他引到先知以赛亚的话的时候，
so Paul quoted Isaiah.
他是用52章13节到15节末了的话说的。
He used chapter 52.
因为所未传给他们的，他们要听见，看见所没有听见的，他要明白，这是他要广传福音讲的。
That place it refers that the gospel will be well spread.
保罗对神的话非常的熟悉。
Paul is so familiar with the word of God.
他引用这句话是有他的，他知道这句话的前后文的。
He quoted those verses because he knows the context.
因为这句话的之前讲什么呢？
So what has been talked before that?
是讲神的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，被成为至高。
It says, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted.
许多人要为他来惊奇。
Just as there were many who were appalled at him.
可是他的面貌比人憔悴。
His appearance was so disfigured.
他的形容比世人枯槁。
Beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness.
可是却因着这样，他能够洗净许多国民，君王必向他闭口。
So will he sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths before because of him.
他指着以赛亚先知说到我们的主。
And through the quote of Isaiah, Paul talks about our Lord.
他用同样的话说他的自己。
And Paul used the same word to refer to himself.
一个服侍主的人要被磨成神儿子的样式。
A man who served the Lord needs to be conformed in the likeness of his son.
恩典够他用。
And the grace should be sufficient.
但他必须经过十字架的经历。
But the servant needs to go through the cross.
让他的话成了道，像主一样成了肉身。
And just let the word of God, just like our Lord, become flesh.
保罗的当时并不是清不知道，他也许知道，也许不知道。但是圣经讲说，他说呀、啊，我先，但是呢，我到你们那里，到西班牙去啊，因为我这里没有地方可以谈了，我要到西班牙去。经过去到西班牙的时候呢，会经过罗马呢，我就可以跟你们在一起啊，能够一起祷告，你们一起来享来分享福音的好处。
And Paul may or may not know what will happen later, because he said that he had a plan to visit Spain and he planned to stop by at Rome.
但是我要先去一趟耶路撒冷。
But I need to go to Jerusalem first.
因为这些有些捐献的东西。
Because there are some offerings.
在外邦教会里推动的。
The offerings from the Gentile churches.
来，但是呢，能够把他们供给耶路撒冷教会的使用。
I need to bring them for the saints in Jerusalem.
他要把钱送去。
He needs to bring these offerings.
所以他请求罗马教会的弟兄姊妹为他代祷。
So he asked the brothers and sisters in Rome to pray for him.
从这里我相信，以及从使徒行传的教导
，I believe
里面的深处他知道耶路撒冷很可能会碰到麻烦。
Deep in his heart, he may know there may be trouble in Jerusalem.
因为律法主义者
，because the legalists,
犹太教的人
，the Jews,
对他所传的因信称义的福音有意见。
They have problem with the gospel he shared that man will be justified by faith.
所以他在信上讲到，他要脱离犹太人。不顺从人的手，为他这个事情祷告。
So he in the letter he said just pray for him so that he can be saved from the disobedient hands of the Jews.
他的心里担心的，还是说到时候一去，因着这样子，以外邦人的钱，你犹太人就不会收啊。
He worried that if the money is from the Gentiles church, maybe the Jews will not accept.
这一件事情。
And for this matter,
他会要求祷告，这一祷告不得了了。
He asked the saints to pray for him.
神按照神的心意执行。
But God executed, God answered the prayer according to His own will.
使徒行传二十一章记载的很清楚。
It's recorded in Acts chapter 21.
他去到了耶路撒冷，雅各跟各长老来接待他时候是非常欢迎他的。
And when he went to Jerusalem, when Jacob and other elders welcomed him.
但是他跟他讲说，这里有犹太人受割礼的，那你就因为犹太人，你也做割受，你也受，也就洁净，做犹太人吧。
And they persuaded him that we have so many Jews here, and then maybe you can do something similar to what they do to be a Jew.
听起来没有什么问题，对不对
？Sounds like not a problem.
如果跟神的心意不合的时候
，But if it's against the will of God,
神兴起环境
，And God will raise a situation.
因为祷告
，Because of the prayer,
他就制止他们
，And God stopped him.
我说制止保罗
，God stopped Paul.
做神心不喜悦的事
，To do the things that not according to the will of God.
这一个跟他所传的福音不一致。
This is against the gospel he shared.
道不能成了他的彰显。
And it cannot be the manifestation of his gospel.
所以就在这个时候,
in the right moment,
允许环境发生, 他被捉拿。
Many things happened and Paul was arrested.
保罗戴着锁链,
Paul was in chains.
福音却不被捆绑。
But gospel has been shared.
但保罗必须要被捆绑。
But Paul must be in this bondage.
他要受约束。
In this restriction.
他要受到十字架的功课。
And in this, to went through the work of cross.
他是借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
It is through the power of the Holy Spirit that he is full of hope.
是一个荣耀的盼望, 也就是盼望神的荣耀。
Hope of glory. The glory of God.
Okay. 为两分钟把最后一个稍微点一下。
Let me have a finished word probably in 2 minutes.
当他讲到这里的时候, 这个祷告是愿使人有盼望的神, 因信将诸般的喜乐平安, 充满你们的心, 使你们借着基督圣灵的能力, 大有盼望。
This prayer, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
第一个祷告讲到合一, 和 同心,
the first prayer mentioned the unity and same heart.
第二个祷告讲到盼望,
the second prayer refers to hope.
大有盼望, 其实越发的有, 的盼望,
overflow with hope.
的真理, 是一个长进,
it's a growing,
yeah.
It's a growing hope.
Yeah. 最后,
at last,
他就交通到, 愿赐平安的神常与你们同在。
And Paul shared, the God of peace be with you all.
神不单单是赐平安的神。
God is not only a God who gives peace.
他自己就是我们的平安。
He is the peace.
这个平安的神在因着恩典,因着接信, 叫他住在我们里面,
by grace and by faith, He lives in us.
一个没有信心的, 没有信的人,
a man who does not believe,
看的事情是看到困难, 看到难处, 看到问题,
all he sees is difficulties and problems.
信心的人就是看见困难中的神,
a man of faith will see the God behind the difficulties.
信能够使在人在恶劣的环境中, 心, 内心仍然充满平安喜乐。
And in all kinds of difficult situations, it is faith that fills our heart with joy and peace.
世界上的教导,
many teachings in this world.
你看两杯水,
look at
啊不, 看一杯水,
look at one glass of water.
你是看有水的,有半杯水,
or a half, it's half full.
你是看到有水呢, 那我还有水可喝。
Maybe you saw this as half. Cup is filled. Oh, I still have some water to drink. Or you say the half of the cup is missing.
专有名词叫做 positive thinking.
So such a teaching in this world is called positive thinking.
这个不是这里的教导。
This is not the teaching of the scripture.
信心是看那看不见的神。
Faith is not to look at the water, but the God.
你要看见, 你我要看见那看不见的, 就需要信心。
We need to see the invisible, that we need faith.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在信心里面,
through faith,
有神的话是活泼的。
The word of God is living word.
它就成了他的安慰。
And it can become our comfort.
好多的见证。
So many testimonies.
像刚刚顾姊妹跟我们见证, 曹姊妹跟我们见证, 许许多人跟我们见证, 我记得最印象最深刻的, 那个见证就是多年前, 好多年前, 有一个弟兄, 有一个姊妹, 弟兄, 他的儿子到美国来念书, 儿子就单独子, 结果呢, 这个母亲, 3年以后, 他学成, 他要到芝加哥去念神学院, 结果, 他父母就坐飞机到了芝加哥, 那他就开车到芝加哥要去接他们。
So many testimonies just shared, just like a moment ago shared by sisters. But also I remember a testimony that for a brother who left Kansas City to Chicago to go to a seminary, and his parents fly to Chicago to meet him.
就左等右等，怎么这儿子没出现？
And they're waiting their son to pick them up in the airport. They kept waiting and waiting. Their son didn't show up.
最后他的同学告诉他说，他去芝加哥。
But eventually, someone told them that this son on the way to Chicago.
在路上，他那个睡着了，他就跟那个十轮大卡车，开到十轮大卡车下面，结果车子全部没有了，连人都没了。
So it's a severe accident. Probably he fell into sleep, or his car get under a semi. So it's all gone, including his body.
就剩下一双一只鞋子.
Only one shoe was left.
这个做父母的极其伤痛.
And the parents were in a great sorrow.
一段时间以后，我遇见他的本人.
And after a while, I met one of the parents.
我问他你好吗?
I said, "Are you all right?"
他说我很好.
She said, "I'm all right."
我非常的平安.
I have great peace.
因为借着圣经，神向他说话.
Because God has spoken to me through Scripture.
他说我的领受是说我所看见的是灰尘.
She said that I realize what I see is just ashes.
我的孩子在神的怀中。
But my son is in the bosom of God.
安慰。
That's the comfort.
从信心从神的话上得安慰。
It's the faith through the word of God.
叫他里头有平安。
That she can have the peace.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May God bless his own words.